Welcome back to Just Nicole Life Changes After 40. On today's episode, I'm taking my own advice and I'm putting myself first. I'm making big changes in my career and I can't wait to share with you why I made the decision to focus on joy in 2024. My favorite part about starting this podcast was the ability to be vulnerable. Not only for myself to share my experiences with you, my listeners, but also to give you permission to be vulnerable as well. We've talked about some topics that are sometimes hard to discuss: kids moving to college, taking control of your health, taking time to reset, and even how to build confidence with color. And I feel like this topic is just as important. Part of the reset that I spoke about in a prior episode was really about taking time to reflect and to know what brings you joy and what you want to do with your life. It's too short to be unhappy or to not to share your God-given talents with others. I do feel that God gives us many gifts and talents, and it's up to us to make those work into His glory. 7 years ago, He presented an opportunity to me in a dream, which was to open a boutique and call it Beautiful. A lot of us hear those little notes, but we don't really act on them. But for me, I did it immediately. The dream was in September, and by October, Beautiful Boutique was open. Little did I know that it would take me down the path that has gotten me to where I am today. It's opened up so many doors for me with new friendships and in relationships, community involvement, and the monetary gift to give back to many charities. I hope that I've touched the lives of many people because I know many people have touched my life. And so it's super exciting for me to know that all the pavers that He's been laying out for me over the years has led me to what will come next. I want to empower women, and that has been my mission for the last handful of years, but it hasn't been my only job or focus. So what I'm about to share with you comes with many sleepless nights, lots of overthinking, and all these should I, could I's, but the many prayers that I sent up to the one who matters the most was very loud. He said, "You're ready for the next thing." I have enjoyed the boutique and all that it's offered over the last 7 years. It has been a gift in so many ways, but I am ready for the next thing. So I'm super excited to be stepping away from that role and closing the doors of the boutique to be able to focus on what brings me the most joy, and that is empowering women. Empowering women can look a lot different for different people, but it could be just simply being a friend and giving her a sense of community that she wasn't able to get or maybe she hasn't felt before, or simply listening to her experiences. It could be helping her with confidence in who she is today or who she aspires to be tomorrow, or the ability to move forward to something she's always had her mind set on, but just needed somebody to give her that confidence. Maybe to dream bigger and take that leap of faith to do something she's always dreamt about and give her the strength and power to finally say yes, for her to finally feel her joy. So what will joy look like for me? For those who know me well, know that for the last 5 years at least, I've been talking about and dreaming about focusing on one thing that has been a constant for me. The one thing that allows me to empower women. It's helped me build a community of like-minded friends to be able to help others reach their goals and to help solve problems for people in their health and wellness journey and skincare. But I just didn't have the confidence to go all in until today. After that, and really planning out and discussing what I wanted to share with you through this platform, I realized I was ready to take my own advice. Not only has this opportunity allowed me to empower others for the last 7 years, but it has also gifted me so many things, including free travel to bucket list destinations like South Africa, buying my dream car, the beautiful Mopar Dodge Challenger, twice, the ability to pay for the extra stuff like the kids traveling baseball, dance classes, family travel, the kids' cars, or just being able to contribute to the extra things in the household. Now, this dream can look different for all of us. Maybe you're listening today and you're thinking, gosh, I would just love an extra $100 to offset a club sport for one of your children. Or that dreaded grocery bill. Wow, I spend $150 just getting produce. Maybe you just want to get your nails done and you feel guilty taking it from the household income. Or for me, extra sparkly shoes. And I have a lot. I want to coach and lead. But I also want to give you permission to think about what you really want. Are you ready for a change? Is what you're doing really bringing you joy and fulfilling the talents that God has given you? If you are looking for a change and have any interest or desire in learning more about how you can work with me, please reach out. I'd love to visit with you. But first, I'm super excited to break the stigma, to explain why I'm excited, and introduce to you my mentor, one of my favorite beauty besties, Laura Call. Laura has been in this business for over 30 years and counting, and her success with this business and her dedication to helping those around her is an example I want to follow. So stick around because you won't want to miss this. Super excited and blessed to be mentored by and work with this amazing woman who is the master at walking and talking and really leading with love in everything that she does. And so I've said often, if I could just be half of what Laura Call is, I will be a successful woman. So thank you so much, Laura, for taking the time out to be with me here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Any opportunity to talk with Nicole, I am down for.
I love it. So what I would really like to do is start off by asking you, what made you decide those so many years ago, you know, we hate to say age, you always say, but over 30 years ago, what made you decide that this was going to be the profession that was perfect for you?
36 years and counting. You know, it was one of those things where I went to a presentation to learn more about this business, but it really went because it was in Miami and I wanted to be the Spanish translator for my parents. But I think it was identifying with other people who I could relate to that got up and shared their story about why they were excited about the business and what it had done for their lives. Like, I had heard about it through my parents, but it was seeing it through the lens of somebody else and perhaps just more relatable people for me that made me realize, you know what? This is something I want to do. I could do this. It's not just, you know, people my parents' age and I don't know, it just spoke to me that day.
Yeah. You know, and lucky for you, we've joked about this before that, you know, you didn't even have to do a W-2 in your life. You know, you knew early on that this is the career path that you wanted to do. But what would you say for somebody who, you know, maybe they've been in a career for years and they're just not happy and they're really wanting to try something new, but they're just really scared to make a change. And network marketing just seems scary. What would you say to them?
Well, first of all, it's not scary, you know, jumping off a cliff and out of an airplane, that's scary. Our business is not scary. Not to say that there is not some things that you might not be as comfortable with and learning how to push past your comfort zone, obviously super important, but not scary. And what I think is incredible about just the overall industry itself is that you always have a mentor. You have somebody who has a financial vested interest in supporting you and helping you. They don't make money unless you make money. So there's like this real built-in support system into the industry. And typically speaking, there's definitely a theory of abundance versus scarcity. So, you know, all ships rise with the tide. And I think most, you know, people that are professional in the industry have that mindset. And so they really lock arms with somebody who's new and excited and coachable and willing to put in the effort. But back to your original question of someone who's not happy. I mean, you know, they say that what is the expression? You'll never feel like you work a day if you love what you do. I mean, I know I totally screwed that up, but the concept is the same. Yeah. So I've been at what I do for 36 years. And honestly, I don't feel like I work. You know, it's not to say I don't put time and energy and give up, you know, time watching TV or whatever, you know, mindless stuff that people, you know, I put the time in, but it doesn't feel like it because I love what I do. Right. So if you don't love what you do, you know, the beautiful thing about our industry profession is that you can start part-time. And if it's a good company, there should be no, you know, startup fees and nothing out of pocket and just, you know, a risk-free way to start. So right. I say go for it.
Yeah, I love that. And looking at your life and your schedule and saying, you know, either I'm a young mom or I'm retired or whatever, how much time do I have in a day that I want to put forth into a job per se? You know, do you want this as a part-time hobby or do you want this as a full-time career? Yeah, I love that. So one of the main things I kind of want to talk about, because there is such a stigma against network marketing. You know, we all hear the thing, the dreaded phrase in my mind is it's a pyramid scheme, which we all know is illegal. And that's not what this is. It is no more a pyramid than, I'm going to say, Walmart or Target or anything else where there is a president and then there are employees, right? But in this network marketing formula, there really is so much freedom and flexibility. But I really just kind of wanted to discuss a little bit, kill the stigma, the unknown pieces of what people really don't know and why they really should dig and do a little bit more research, if that makes sense.
So here's the funny thing about that question. Now, again, I'm on my fourth decade of doing this, and I will acknowledge that back in the day, that question came up a lot, a lot more than it comes up now. Today, we are like, we were the precursor, if you will, to social media and affiliate marketing. And today, I haven't heard that word. And I guess speak a lot and I am connect really dialed in. That doesn't come up anymore for me at all because people are so used to the concept of affiliate marketing. We see it every day. You go on social media, you see someone that you know, trust, like, you know, talking about their day-to-day life, and then you're seeing them sharing some product. It could even just be a link on Amazon, right? Like, you know, like I show the curling iron that I like or whatever, or, you know, I just watched Naiad, this incredible Netflix movie. So I just shared that. And people are sharing links to things all the time. What we do today, the way we do network marketing or affiliate marketing or social marketing is really just natural and organic. And so it's not about recruiting people and selling them some big sum of something that puts them out of pocket for a lot of money. And then if they can't sell it or move it, they've lost money. It's the opposite. It's free to join. Like, how can a pyramid be free to join? And then you start and then you fall in love with something. And it might even be something that your friend has used and you're sharing their story to initially create your results. Or it's a product you tried because you're just, forget the business, just genuinely interested in a product that can make a difference in some area that you're interested in, you know, problem you're interested in solving. And then when it's organically, naturally shared on social media through links, people are making money. So like, not to dismiss that, but it is not what I consider to be a relevant objection that I hear a lot today. I hear more, you know, do I have enough time to do the business? What if I'm not good on social media? And of course, the answer to that is, you know, pockets of time. And, you know, you don't have to be amazing at something to be able to find someone who is. And it's all about the leverage of talent and time. So anyway, you can dive into that if you want.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly perfect. You know, I unfortunately do still hear the word pyramid scheme, but I think it's just a lot of ill-informed. They're not really sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe they heard that from their parents and who knows what. But But you hit the nail on the head in regard to it's really just affiliate marketing with a better paycheck because, you know, Amazon and Like to Know It, you know, those are all affiliate marketing platforms that pay, you know, 2-3%, you know, pennies. Right. Compared to what we do. And so I love.
And the best part is that in these Like to Know It or Amazon links, people get a one and done check. So you might send a link to your friend, you know, or post a link about a product and the person goes via that link and buys that product and you make a tiny little percentage. But in our business model, once you connect that person to the company, you get paid every time that person reorders the product, or maybe they try a different product from the family of products. And it's the recurring part and the connection and the, you know, the residual that is significantly different than any standard affiliate marketing.
Right. You know, and I love the fact that we're all on social media already anyway. We're mindlessly scrolling. You know, I see ads pop up all the time. You know, I feel
All the
like I
time.
say something out loud and
Yeah.
it's on my news feed, right? Here's a link to
All
it.
the time. Oh my
Right.
God. Craziest thing. True.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, this whole Stanley thing right now, I keep thinking about that, how crazy it is that, you know, my grandpa, great grandpa all had a Stanley back in the, I'm gonna say
So funny.
1800s, but I'm exaggerating. Forever ago, right? And look at the comeback that Stanley has right now, because one person posted on her social media how this cup works so great. She didn't get paid from Stanley. They probably
No.
didn't even send her a free cup, but she was doing affiliate marketing. So really taking that thought or that stigma and just changing the mindset, you're sharing what you love already. Why not share a product that you know works, that you love, and can benefit somebody else and help that problem be solved for them? So I love that. So the last piece I wanted to talk about is I'm super excited, obviously. I've been in the business now for 7 years. Doesn't hold a candle to your 36, but I'm super excited that I'm here.
Long time. It's impressive.
But for the last 5 years, I've been saying I would give it all up just for this company. What they stand for, you know, the owners, what they stand for, what the company stands for, the products, you know, they're always innovating, creating something that's going to be of better value, you know, even from the packaging to the ingredients. I'm just the everything that it's offered me in just a short time of 7 years, I'm so excited for what the future is going to do or is going to hold for me. But what would you say, is your main purpose for continuing with this business? I mean, I know the answer, but I'd love for you to share like all the things that.
Well, I'll jump in and just say, you know, in the beginning, clearly money was the motivation. Like, I can't disguise and say, oh, I want to change the world. It was not that. It was in my 20s. I wanted to drive a nice car. I wanted to wear nice clothing. They had a necklace that you got when you reached the highest level, and I had to have that necklace, and I got it at the age of 24. And I'm naked without it. I actually left it in Connecticut. I've got to have somebody send it to me. But those were my goals, right? And then in my 30s, I started to have children, or I had my first daughter at 29, and I decided to slow down on my business building because I was looking to, you know, obviously raise my kids and I wanted to be home and present. The beauty of our business is that you can, you know, push down harder on the pedal and other times lighten up and go at the pace you want to go, given what's going on in your life. So in my 30s, I really took a back seat. I still was present, like at conventions and events, and I would talk to people who called me, but I was not in building mode. And in that period of time, I'm going to tell you, my business pretty much almost doubled. Even though I wasn't working, I had established such a solid foundation in my 20s of people who were like, I'm going to do this, whether Laura has babies or not. I'm just going to keep going. And it allowed me the flexibility to concentrate on what I needed to concentrate on that time. And then in my 40s, and my kids were older, and they came out with this facial device, which we have today. And it was all about lifting and lines and wrinkles. And I was 43 at the time. And I was like, oh my God, I need that. And then I bought it and just started using it. And my girlfriends were like, what are you doing to your skin? And don't lie and tell me what it is. And I was like, oh my God, like Nu Skin created this crazy, amazing facial spa. And everyone wanted it. And that is what led to like when Ian Ziering joining us. It's because my best girlfriend sister dated him, and then she told him about it, and he's like, I want that. And I'm sure you'll have a separate interview there, but he saw the results immediately and was like, we need to do this. And then we formed Team 90210. But what keeps me going today, so it started because of the product, and then it just started very naturally and organically with sharing it. But what keeps me in the trenches and working and sharing and mentoring and talking is the give back. Like, it's the like I feel, and this is not meant to sound corny at all. You know me well, so you know this is true. I feel so blessed and like fortunate that I was introduced to this company at the right time in my life, that I was able to, you know, run with it with zero distractions in my 20s, because, you know, I wasn't married and I didn't have kids. And I feel so blessed that the business offered me that flexibility, that I feel like it's going to be taken away from me if I don't share it with others, because it'd be so selfish. You know what I mean? And so today, you know, I get so much fulfillment in this paying it forward concept and, you know, motivated by love and all of that stuff. Like, it's really true. Like, but in the beginning, you have to help yourself to be able to help others. And I believe in that. And so I just think like there's no other vehicle that allows people the flexibility, the no cost, the mentorship, like, show me, like, it just doesn't exist. And then, like you said, to partner with a multi-billion dollar company that is always innovating and always coming up with new technologies, like the new one we have right now, is crazy. Probably the most excited I've been about any product, device, anything I have ever seen. So that's just going to be super fun.
Yeah. And, you know, Ian always says success unshared is failure. And I think about that all the time. Like, if I find something that is amazing, why would I not want to share it with my friends and family? And this new device that's coming out at the end of February, my goodness, it is going to be, it's a device like no
industry,
other.
Game changer.
Industry game changer, for sure. Like, it doesn't matter what type of ailment you have. Oh, you have it. Yay. It doesn't matter what ailment you have. I feel like it can help in some way. Like, it is
everything.
It is mind blowing. So
I just did some before and afters. Maybe I'll share them with you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We had a pre-launch. So a few of us were able to get our hands on it early, and the results that I've
mind blowing
3 minutes, 5 minutes, mind blowing results. So that's a little teaser if you want to know more about that. But well, Laura, I really appreciate you taking the time and jumping on with me today. You are a gift in so many ways to so many
people. You are too, my friend.
Well, thank you. But I feel blessed to have you as my mentor, and was super glad to jump on here with you today and just hear some more of your wisdom and advice. So thanks again.
Yeah.